Welcome to the Statty Podcast. This, of course, is brought to you from the Mid-Coast Media Company here in the DotSac building. And it's brought to you by one of our major sponsors. That would be the Hester Group. It's a law office with 12-year proven track record of success. Look no further than the Hester Group. If you've been involved in a serious car accident or you need to file a workman's comp claim or even a criminal issue, the Hester Group can help you. Make sure you contact them today at 314-652-4321. But remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely upon advertisements. So congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. Here they did a win. They had a win last night. The only way I knew is because of the cannon in my neighborhood. Did I tell you about that? There's a guy that has a cannon in my neighborhood, and he lets it off every time they score. And it went off a couple of times. I was like, oh, they must have won. That's how I know what's going on with the Blues. You have a cannon, my dude? Okay, yeah, you need to do a wide shot. I ain't ready. I wasn't ready today. I was not ready. But you know what? Shouts out to my guest today, Q from BPLR Clothing, and that stands for Born Poor, Live Rich. Love it. So welcome to the Static Podcast.
Glad to be here.
Well, this was your idea. You reached out to me on Instagram. I love it. And I mean, you can do that. If you follow me on Instagram or any of the social media networks and you find yourself wanting to promote your business, your clothing line, or your services, make sure you contact me. We'll see if you're a good fit for the Static Podcast. So welcome.
Thank you.
Here today. So how long has the clothing line been in existence?
It's been in existence. It will be 8 years.
Wow.
On July 2nd.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been doing it a while, and you're from St. Louis?
From St. Louis.
Okay.
Born and raised.
Give me the background, high school and all that and whatnot.
Soden International Studies High School
right.
Class of Don't Worry About
right.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Never.
Yeah. So went to Soden. I had a little stunt at Southeast Missouri State
okay.
in college. Wasn't the right fit for me, so
right.
I ended up transferring back home, and
okay.
I went to Harrisville State University.
Yeah.
Where I graduated from, and
okay.
I was once Mr. Hairstow State University.
Look at you, okay.
Yeah.
So you were a fully involved student there.
Very involved, part of the Greek life, Phi Beta Sigma.
Got you, okay.
Fraternity Incorporated, shout out to Blue Phi. Yeah, and from there I evolved and started my clothing line along with two of my friends from high school.
And got you.
We took over for a minute. And then, yeah, it fell off for a hot second.
Yeah, because it looks
back.
Familiar. The logo looks familiar to me.
Yes.
Did it change
like
at all?
It changed. It
okay.
used to be Born Poor, Live Rich in a circle, and then it had BPLR going across the chest.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if you probably remember. It was a picture that came out 2014. I think that was when the Mike Brown incident went down.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So the Hands Up, Don't Shoot shirts.
Mm-hmm. That was you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Wiz Khalifa threw it on at the Summer Jam.
Yes. I remember. Yes. Okay. That so was you. Okay.
It went viral from that. And then after that, Amari Hardwick came to HG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I gave him a shirt there. And he came back to St. Louis and marched in the...
And marched in that shirt.
And he marched in the BPLR shirt.
Got you. Okay. So
yeah.
You all have a long history.
Yeah.
So it's... But you said that you kind of fell out. So when did it decline after that?
It was a little bit after that. And that's because I actually moved to Houston.
Okay.
For like 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the front of everything was mm-hmm. everybody like, oh, Q's not here anymore.
Right.
I can't get my stuff hand delivered like
oh,
I used to.
Yeah.
I don't want to go online. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you get people used to a way of acquiring your items, and then they're just like, I don't want to do it like that. I want to be able to see it, touch it, feel it. And
that's pretty much how we became what we were, always being out in
mm-hmm.
nightlife.
Yeah.
People will see something, and they're, oh, I want one. So
mm-hmm.
meet up with you tomorrow.
Exactly. So I got
so
your
once
shirt.
Once I moved,
yeah.
it was like, this is the only way you can get it. I can mail it to you. I'm
right.
not driving 12 hours.
Right,
to
bring a shirt.
Yeah,
so what's interesting is that, don't you agree that the nightlife has changed tremendously in St. Louis? It's almost non-existent.
I literally just put up a post a couple of days ago. A lot of people was mad because I was at a point where I was like, I'm done. I'm out. Like, I can't do it anymore.
Why?
I went out to a venue. I'm not going to say the name because I don't
right.
want anything bad
right,
with
right,
that
right.
venue. But after it was over with, some guys started fighting, and I knew what it was going to lead to.
Right.
And sure enough, the dude got hit, and instead of just taking your loss and getting in your car, because it was like one-on-one, it wasn't a jump.
Yeah, just leave.
Just leave. No, he pulls out his gun and shoots in the air 4 times. And I'm like, I'm getting too old for this.
And see, it wasn't like that, I'm sure, because I know people that live in Houston. They don't do that after the club in Houston.
I've never been there. I was walking around Houston so free. Like, I tell people how we are viewed in St. Louis as colored, like.
People of color.
I don't know the proper term, because some people don't want to be called African-American because they're not American.
You like of color, right.
Okay. We are above the Mexicans on the totem pole in Houston.
Yeah.
So if you ride four deep in St. Louis, it's possible you're getting pulled over without a doubt. You can do that in Houston and they won't look at you.
It's not, yeah. It's just a different culture. I think that when you, and you, I mean, Texas is the South. Like, Texas, I remember, I've been to Dallas. I've not been to Houston, but I got a lot of friends that live in Houston. Shouts out to Houston. I hear it's amazing. You're trying to get back.
Please, Lord, if it's in your will.
Yeah, a lot of people speak very highly of Houston for that reason. The upper mobility, the lack of stress in that arena.
Walking around and don't have to worry about anybody. Like, you could be walking next to a millionaire, know he a millionaire, but nobody's looking at him like, how can I get him for stuff?
Because it's a lot of people who have that.
And a lot of people, and it's almost like a competition. Like, one night I actually saw one guy buying 50 bottles, throwing money everywhere, and there was some other guys across from him looking like, oh, that's how you feel tonight?
Right.
Let me get 100 bottles. And it was like, it was just back and forth. It wasn't on, we're going to get him afterwards.
Right.
And I was like, why can't we have
Well, the reason why is because, I mean, we don't have as many opportunities. I mean, when you talk about the issues here in St. Louis, I mean, it goes to everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about education, you're talking about housing, you're talking about the criminal justice system. So all of these things wrapped up, that creates the perfect storm for us to have this crab in a barrel mentality where we're constantly fighting with each other for a position that none of us have. Or the majority of us don't have. The few that do have it, they don't want to deal with the other part of society that don't have, because they know that they're in the minority. So why am I even going to deal with the majority when I can't help pull everybody out?
And that goes back to our nightlife. Like, if I go out, because I have done so much networking, when I walk into a club, it's always, oh, here come Q, BPLR. And a lot of people, I finally heard this. A lot of people think I collected a nice check from FEMA. It doesn't work like that.
No.
I didn't collect anything, okay? Right. So, but a lot of people.
Don't you love how people just make up stuff?
Oh, you'd be surprised. I had somebody tell my wife, like, oh, yeah, they must have got their check in.
Huh.
Just based off of a dowel that my daughter had bought when she went out of town. Like,
really?
Okay.
I love how we just make up stuff. Go ahead.
But it's just crazy. Like, I literally walk in, they say my name, they say BPLR, and I see the stairs, like, oh, there go dude. I don't find that comfortable anymore. Back in the day, like going to EXO and stuff like that, I'm in a group of professionals. Everybody's on their way up.
Yeah.
But now that a lot of people have taken another step up, but a lot of those people didn't, I'm still partying with some of those people that didn't. And I feel like a target sometimes, even though people may not be looking at me like
that. Right. But you feel it. It's just a different feeling.
The anxiety for me, because I know when I was in Houston, I walk in, nobody knows me.
Right.
But I'm making money and I'm doing it under the radar. And it's like, I love this feeling. I could get out of my car, walk to the club, come back from the club, get back in my car, go home, make it home safely. No drama.
So, I mean, obviously, neither one of us have the answers. Neither one of us can change the reality of the situation here in St. Louis. It's a three-tiered situation. It's not anything that's going to change overnight. But when you undereducate a large swath of your population, then this is what you have, because they just don't have the resources or the options to grow financially. And that can leave people depressed and ready to do
anything.
For survival.
And that's what a lot of people don't know. I'm actually a teacher in the daytime.
Really?
9 to 5. I work at St. Louis Public in the alternative school.
Nice.
And
okay.
I do high school. So I don't just go in and teach history. I teach about my business. I teach about
life skills.
Yeah, about me going to Houston and how I started working in 2015 on February 8th, but just so happened on February 8th, 2016, I quit my job.
Why?
I was making so much money off of my clothes.
Right, you didn't have to do
that. I didn't
that
have time to teach. Right. And I'm the type of person, if I'm going to take away from these kids the time and putting in the time to make lesson plans, I'm sorry. I don't want to take away from your learning for my growth. So I'd rather step away and
give somebody else that opportunity. But you're back in the classroom now.
But I'm back in the classroom now. I found my balance. And I actually just left from a meeting with, I think, like 20 kids in the YMCA. I partnered with this non-for-profit called Mentors in Motion.
Okay.
And we came up with this innovative way where a lot of people, they teach STEM, and that's a big thing right now. And there's nothing wrong with it. I love my math teachers and my science teachers. But a lot of kids don't find that interesting. Even though some of it is, but a lot of kids,
that's not for everybody. Exactly.
So what we're doing are creating programs where you can learn how to mix and master music or go in the studio and actually record a song correct way. On my end, where I come in, I'm teaching them how to create T-shirts. Because unfortunately in St. Louis, what's the first thing we run to when somebody died?
T-shirts.
Go get a T-shirt for it. So I'm trying to teach the students, like, okay, you can make something good out of something bad. Like,
exactly.
Unfortunately, somebody had to lose their life. But at the same time, the silver lining is you can be the person they come to and get your shirts made for either fashion or if it comes to that.
Right, exactly.
But I'm teaching them a different trade that nobody actually taught them. And at the same time, I'm teaching math because you got to know
the measurements and everything. Yeah.
So we're trying to tie in the education with those a skill that nobody overlooks. So we also have robotics. We also have cooking classes. I want to say one more thing I'm forgetting. Photography.
Okay.
And multiple things, but it's other type of skills and trades that we're trying to teach besides just
the STEM program,
the regular STEM.
And this is Mentors in Motion?
Mentors in Motion. Okay. Yeah, the actual owner or the founder is Landon Pitts, and he's actually the assistant principal at my school. So
got you. Okay.
We just put it all together and it was like, man, we got to come up with something new because once we seen that we had the kids' ideas, once they figure out, oh, my teacher's actually cool, he know how to do this.
Right.
We had their attention. And they're able to go out and make money off of the things we show them instead of going out and doing something that they don't have any business.
Exactly.
On.
No. And that's, you know what, I saw there's something that was on because my daughter runs track. And I was like, it was some kids chasing a boy inside
into
the gas station. I said, all of them need to be on the track. Every last one of them needs to be running track. What you chasing him with a gun out and y'all can't be no older than 16. All of y'all need to be running track.
And I'm sorry to say, but most likely one of those guys was one of the students I probably had.
Oh my goodness. And it's so unfortunate. And it's just like, it's senseless. But yeah, I mean, but it starts with programs like the ones you're involved in. And I love it that you're taking your experience from the classroom and putting it into your clothing line. So tell me about the name.
Okay.
Born Poor, Live Rich. So is that like a fake it till you make it sort of thing or what?
No, not at all. Well, what happened back in the day in high school, it was like four or five of us, and it was one guy by the name of Quinnell Stencil that actually started saying, using the phrase, and we took that phrase all through high school, all through college. We'll put it in Facebook posts. We'll put it
It was like a hashtag.
But we didn't know hashtags before Instagram came out. So just so happened, I believe my friend Rowan Thomas, he went off to go play in the NFL. He got drafted. I think that was 2000. It was like 2011. And ended up, had a party for him. But we didn't have an entertainment company. We didn't know what he was doing. We just wanted to give him a going-away party.
Exactly.
Ended up making a flyer, put that on the top of it. I made the flyer. And then my other friend, Bilal Ladd, went and had the shirts made. He went over to a regular t-shirt place.
Right.
Had some shirts that just said Born Poor, Live Rich on the front.
Right.
We threw the party. Of course, Ro had everybody in the city hyped because he was the next big thing coming out to go to the NFL. So he had the pull. Once they seen our shirts, everybody was like, how can we get one? From July all the way to October, we was selling shirts. But we didn't know what we were doing. We were just, hey, going to Walmart.
getting the shirt,
dropping it off, getting it printed up. Here you go. And it was like, okay. It wasn't until October. It was like, we actually have a brand. We need to get serious about this.
And start designing with the logo and doing different things because, and coming up with different ideas.
Yeah, the actual season has started for Rogue, and me and Bilal was still back here. We was like, all right, we're going to get this. Everything. We went and got our paperwork in order. We was like, we're going to get some real designs. We're going to make it last as long as we could. So that was the plan.
I see here you got polos and everything.
Oh, polos. We got dresses for women. We have socks, belts. I tried shoes, but you know, shoes is a thing.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
I was like, okay, you're about those ugly Balenciagas, but...
But okay. you don't like these shoes, but all right, fine.
But it's cool.
But you know what? When was the last time you tried them?
I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago.
You know what? Things have kind of changed a little bit. So yeah, you might want to revisit it.
I only bought 2 pairs, and they both were for me. But I wore them out to see how people react. And a lot of people are like, oh, you got shoes? I'm like, yeah, but nobody wanted to.
Yeah, they weren't ready to
that's
jump
cool.
on that.
You're not ready to jump? That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, so.
It's all good. Well, that's cool. Speaking of Q from BPLR Clothing, and you can find them on social media. You got a website too. So where can they find you?
So the website is www.bplr.com. And in fact, bplrclothing.com.
Okay.
And then on Instagram is just BPLR Clothing.
Okay.
Yeah. And Facebook, it is Born Poor, Live Rich Clothing.
I'm sorry that you didn't bring anything. But they can go to the website.
Yes.
That's okay. Come back.
I'm actually in the process of creating my summer line.
Okay.
So I have pieces that are just not finished.
Okay.
I plan on doing a photo shoot this weekend, but knowing our weather, I don't know.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be a monsoon, apparently.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to have to push it back a week just because I'm actually relaunching the kids' clothes.
Okay.
So I'm going to have kids all the way from 2 to 3 up to grown people all the way to us.
Okay.
And
so any plans for like a retail store, you think?
Overhead right now, you know.
Okay.
If I had that FEMA money, I would have been there. You know what I'm saying? If I had that FEMA money.
That everybody think you got, right?
Yeah, I would have been down there.
Well, I guess that's a goal. Is that a goal of yours? Okay.
That's a goal. Of course, I would love to be in retail stores. I've been pitching to certain retail stores, waiting to hear back. I did find a retail space just when it's guys' time.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm not going to rush. Of course.
Don't. Because a lot of people do that. They're just like, oh, I want to rush in. They try to, you know. Try to keep up with the Joneses and doing all this. Like, no, I want to grow my business slowly, and I want it to be a strong foundation to do what you need to do. I love it because you came back and you re-energized the brand and you put some more focus into it, so you didn't abandon it completely.
No,
so I love
it. I did take a break, you know, to get myself mentally prepared to get back in the game, but that's part of the actual brand. You know, it's not about how you start, but how you adjust to it.
So. Exactly. So this year is actually the 5-year. Five-year anniversary of Mike Brown.
It's
going to be a lot of, I can tell you now, it's going to be a lot of press in town and a lot of people coming to town again. So just keep that in mind because I know that was a time where you had clothing that spoke to what was going on at the time. So we all need to be mindful of that because that was August 9th. 2014. And
like yesterday.
I know, because it really was a turning point for so many of us. I know that's when I knew it was time for me to make a change
career-wise.
Yeah. It's just, it really did do something to us. And I think that a lot of people, and then with, I don't know if you saw When They See Us, everybody's been talking about it. So I think that with the renewed interest in us paying attention to the criminal justice system and paying attention to different things and the opportunities that we have to make money and to be more financially secure, it's a good time to just reintroduce people to your brand. That's why I say, you know, don't abandon the shoes because everybody's thinking about how can we support our own and how can we keep money in our community. So,
you
never know.
Yeah, that's true. Like that's when I first seen the movie. I said, I know those are not my students because every year I start off the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The Fifth Amendment.
Right. Are you serious? You tell them exactly everything.
Every year, even if it's the same kids I have in my class, we start off with the Fifth Amendment because I know you're probably going to do something that you shouldn't have no business doing.
Mm-hmm.
But just say I plead the Fifth.
Right.
No matter what, I don't care if they slap you up. Just I plead the Fifth.
Right.
Because you keep saying that. They can't get you for anything. You can't.
Right.
Don't write nothing.
Don't write nothing. Don't admit to anything.
Don't talk to anybody without an attorney. That's all it is. It's that simple. Yes, they're going to get mad because it happened to me a few times.
Oh, wow.
Like I was on the riverfront and I kept saying, I plead the Fifth. Oh, you want to be a boop boop? Call it what
you want.
You
one of them smart Negroes.
In fact, when he arrested me, he threw me in the back of the paddy wagon and said, I'm arresting you for being an A.
Oh.
I said, okay. Hmm. And sure enough, I did my night in the Justice Center. But then when I paid my bill, I went to court and they threw it out.
Right.
Because they didn't have anything. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, State of Missouri, for my refund check that you're sending me now so I can get my money back from
right,
that.
Exactly.
You're not going to get me on anything.
Right.
I plead the fifth.
It's
It's just that simple. And nobody teaches us that.
No, they don't. But you do.
I do.
I love it. Yes. So you make sure you keep up with his clothing line, BPLR Clothing, BPLRClothing.com on the internet, on their website, and BPLR.
BPLR Clothing on Instagram.
Okay.
That's
where he found me. That's where we connected. So make sure you reach out to him there. And that has been the Static Podcast for today. Anything you want to leave our listeners with?
If you get a chance, go check out the movie on Netflix called For Akeem. You'll catch me in there.
Really?
Yeah. It's a young lady from St. Louis. She actually grew up a boyfriend in and out of jail. She had a kid while she was trying to graduate from my school. It's like a real life documentary of her life. And it actually was going on during the Mike Brown situation.
Oh, wow. For Akeem.
For Akeem.
Yeah. Okay, For Akeem. So make sure you check that out, too. Thank you. I didn't know about that one. So thank you for joining us here on the Static Podcast. Of course, brought to you by the Hester Group. And, of course, our partners over at Unheard Media. Shouts out to JP CEO. And tomorrow is my birthday. I will
Happy
be
birthday.
Here. Thank you. I will be here tomorrow, but I don't know about the rest of the week because we're going to see.
Uh-oh. Turn up.
We gonna see. Anyway, thanks so much to Q from BPLR Clothing for joining me today. And until tomorrow, enjoy your day. Bye.